You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
First guest who is making a very, very awesome piece of culture for the Otipoti music scene. We have Ash McFarlane, who is creating Stapled Noise, an awesome guide to Dunedin music, which will hopefully take zine form if all goes well, which it looks like it will. Good morning to you, Ash. How are we doing?
Morning. Good, thanks, Zach. How are you?
I'm real good, man. I am doing pretty well. I'm feeling with the Friday tingles.
Yeah, same, actually.
I don't know, I'm feeling positive.
Different side of the bed, yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Cool.
I did hear that you mentioned before that you haven't been up this early in quite a while.
No, especially with like the study grind lately, going towards the end of my assignment, it has been brutal. And I agreed to coming on this show, and then it was like, as I was leaving the building, I was like, fuck.
Why did I do that?
Good idea.
Why did I do that? Yeah. Are you a relative of Seth MacFarlane, the creator of Family Guy?
I've had that. He's actually my uncle.
He's actually your uncle?
No. But it's what they tell. I actually convinced someone in high school that it was true.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, Peter.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy. You convinced someone in high school that was true. Yeah.
Oh,
my gosh.
She was the stereotypical blonde, so I felt...
Just, like, very, very gullible.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Legendary. Now, I read in Critic, because you're featured in this week's Local Produce.
Yes.
Done by Jono, who's our Thursday Drive host. I read in Critic that you once joined a band who were on a full nationwide tour, despite not being in said band.
Yes.
What was that band?
That band was the Dud Uglies.
Oh, the Dud Uglies.
Yeah, throwback. They're kind of my introduction into the music scene. Like, I was at my parents' place in Oamaru for the holidays, and then... my friend Caleb was like, we're passing through town, do you want to come on this trip? I was like, okay, cool, thanks. And that's like how I met them. And then we went up to Christchurch, and then like a few months later we went up to like Auckland and Wellington, and it was great.
Hit the city.
It was first time up in Auckland. Yeah,
big city living. Was it scary?
It was, yeah.
It's kind of a... I haven't spent any time in Auckland, but it looks a little bit hectic.
Yeah, I mean, and especially because that was, like, the first year I moved to Dunedin, and I was like, oh, my God, the big city of Otipoti. And, I think just growing up in Oamaru, it was a bit of a culture shock even that. So,
Yeah, for sure.
It was good fun, though. Yeah, I miss those guys.
Now, this new zine that you're making, Stapled Noise, there's a fundraiser on tonight. We'll get to talking about that in a second. But this Stapled Noise zine is all about documenting the current Dunedin scene. I want to know, what is your favourite Dunedin band of all time?
Of all time.
Of all time.
Of all time. That
past,
will change.
Present, and future.
Ah. Yeah, I watched some Shane Carter's Life in One Chord doco. And that was beautiful. Like, I was talking about, Straight Jacket Fits, and listening to that, I was like, these guys are so great. So currently I'm into that, but I really like, I'm into Bunchy's Big Score a lot currently, but of all time, I don't know if I could answer that.
Mm-hmm. Or just at the moment.
At the moment, probably Bunchy's.
Yeah.
They're great.
Big shout out to Bunchy's. Now, you aren't originally from Otipoti or from Mamaru, as you mentioned before.
Yes.
What was your knowledge about the Dunedin scene like before you came here?
Like, none.
None. Non-existent.
No.
So there's been a real awakening.
Yeah, totally.
What do you think it is about the Dunedin scene that you've really been captivated by?
I was just going, clubbing with my flatmate, who when I first moved did not know, got to know her, and that's kind of how I got to know her. So she would take me out clubbing with all her girlfriends, and after the seventh time I was like, this is the exact same.
It's pretty boring.
Into it. And I talked to the dude in the band t-shirt in my class, and then he introduced me to, he took me out to Yours and the Crown, and met a bunch of people, and it sort of just snowballed into that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember what band T-shirt he was wearing?
Pixies. He wore the same Pixies shirt for like a week straight, and it's like, you're disgusting, but no, I appreciated his commitment.
Game sees game.
Yeah.
Now, the intention of this new zine you've created is to take a snapshot of the music scene here at the moment. What does that snapshot look like?
So the current day snapshot, it's very like kind of the return of punk and grungy stuff, but also looking into like the all ages scene, which has been like really great lately, like Pearl Diver and Yours, I think they've been doing some great stuff, and also kind of diving into Radio 1 and Amped as well, and just sort of how that all kind of contributes into one thing.
Big musical ecosystem.
Yes, yeah. The ecosystem. As Lily said, Lily from Radio 1 wrote a little feature on, she helps with like the intro and the Radio 1 feature, and yeah, it was great. She really summed it up. But yeah, currently it's the alternative scene, I think, yeah, very punky, grungy, like real passionate. It's great.
If we're an ecosystem, I'm trying to think of what the apex predator would be, and all I can think about is the DCC.
The DCC, kind of like, yeah.
If they decide to, you know, close down the Crown, or if they decide to ban postering.
Exactly. Yeah, throwback to Civil Talk's music video.
It's you started.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I had a little cameo.
Cheeky cameo. Yeah. Now, whilst this is your baby, you aren't the only one speaking on it. As you mentioned before, Lily has a great piece in there. Who else from the music community here in Otipoti has something to say and step up noise?
I'm really bad at writing, so I wanted to try to reach out to as many people as I know that are more like well equipped to talk about it. Like Kara Wallace has been a great help with it. They wrote about the like venues and just helped me along the way, and also I was talking to Jono was going to help out, but then ended up not, but that's okay. And and Lily
Shame.
Was great. Who else helped? Mo from Yours wrote a little piece about gig postering. Also getting some illustrators to help out too. Jimmy from Critic did some, Terry my flatmate did some, and a ton of photographers as well, like using stuff from Ethan and DunedinSound.com and all sorts.
Mean. Now, there's this fundraiser to help, obviously, raise funds.
Yes.
It's in the name. For Stapled Noise, we've got Vagina Dry, You Know Juno, and newcomer Moth Eaten playing at your fundraiser. Why did you pick these bands in particular to play the show?
Well, I kind of decided I was doing it while I was hanging out at You Know Juno's flat, and Caleb from Vagina Dry lives there. Mm. And we kind of just was like, oh, I should do this fundraiser gig. I was like, oh, we'll do your band and your band. And then we're going to do Bunchies as well. But I don't know. Then I think they already had a gig booked that night, so we weren't sure. But then it turns out they didn't. So got Moth Eden, which I think is a great choice. They sort of fit into that slot quite well. Mm-hmm. Like, you know.
And that's a Kira Wallace band, right?
Yeah, Kira and Belle and Ruben and Joe. Yeah, they're kind of just like newcomers, and I think it would be good to like sort of get them. I feel like it'll be quite a big gig and a good turnout, so it'll be good to sort of have that launch for them as well.
Yeah, it'll be a doozy, and it's also early at 6 p.m.
Yeah, it's really early.
Is that because Kira's off to play Pearl Diver later? Two gigs one night.
Yeah,
it's soul.
Actually same with Juno, like Stefan's playing a gig at the Crown later that night.
Oh my goodness.
So we kind of had to keep pushing it earlier and earlier. Like, it was originally going to be an 8 p.m. thing, and like, I'll go gig that night. I was like, damn, so we should push it early.
No, it's a nice early gig. I think I kind of wish like more gigs started a little bit earlier.
Yours is hosting it, thank God. And they were really nice about it, and they were like, we're so happy you're doing this early, because they all want to leave after 9. Go home and have some dinner and stuff.
What are your usual post gig activities?
Probably go home and have tea and go to sleep.
Mm-hmm. Are we rocking some peppermint tea, or are we more like rooibos tea?
Red bush or chamomile. Those are my go-to.
Sleepy time. The sleepy time is chamomile, right?
Yeah. It kind of tastes like grass, but in a good way. Yeah.
Goddamn vegans. No, thank you for coming on, Ash. Do you have any final words for our lovely listening audience?
Come to the gig tonight. It'll be great. You can buy tickets UTR under the radar, or there should be some available on Doors. One shameless plug I'm going to do is donate to boosted.com. That's where all the funds go directly towards printing, and if it doesn't reach the goal in like 20 days, everyone will get refunded for it.
I'm sure it will.
I'm sure it will as well.
It's an awesome thing to be doing.
Thank you. Yeah.
It's mean. All right, thank you for coming on, Ash. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
Cheers, y'all. That was Ash McFarlane, the creator of the Stapled Noise, a very, very awesome zine. We're going to be playing a request from Ash. We've got Bunchy's Big Score here with Elephant Man, and then we'll have the Rad Times Gig Guide after that track. It's probably around 8:47. We are also doing a giveaway for Wednesday's latest album, Bleeds we're giving away this album on CD. If you'd like to enter the draw to win, text in to 0212 Radio 1 with your highlight of the week and you'll be in the draw to win that record. Here is Bunchy's Big Score with The Elephant Man. You're listening to The One, Ka Kite.
That was a Radio 1 91FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.